Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Educators are urging parents to take their children outside away from screens to explore nature and improve vision and general health. There is usually a solid-looking tree around fit to climb with a little boost. Even young children can sit on the lowest sturdy branch with adult supervision. What does it feel like to be among the leaves or flower petals like a squirrel? Can children see something they could not see standing on the ground? Old forests may have fallen trees that can be walked on like bridges while holding an adult's hand. Families can teach measurement. How tall are some of the huge trees? On a sunny day, you can measure the height of your child, a tree's shadow, and figure out the height of the tree. Ask your child to lie down on top of the shadow with their feet touching the tree. Mark the tip of the child's head on the ground as they move up the shadow. Then add up the total child lengths that cover the shadow. YouTube movies show children how to sketch trees and other natural objects. How to Draw Trees, a book by Dennis John Naylor, and 20 Ways to Draw a Tree by Eloise Renouf are two excellent books. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.